Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the DJB Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting to you Dr. Jack Stockwell. Dr. Stockwell practices at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. One of the things that he and his wife in the clinic, and I'm betting some of your, if not most of the people that come to your clinic for a chiropractic adjustment, because you're a NUCCA certified chiropractor working on the upper area of the spine and the neck, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you also, because Mary's very involved in overall general health and well-being as GAPS practitioners, the two of you help a lot of people with what goes into their body, what comes out of their body, and all the smoke that you have there that you're dealing with. Even though your home is way up in the mountains, you have the, I'm sure, up there as much as down in the city itself, this leftover residue from all of this, from these fires. What does it do to you, let's say, the two of you, you and Mary, or to people in general who are breathing this stuff in? What does it do for your longevity? Isn't it like smoking?
Well, sure, and it's one thing to be standing up in the mountains at a campfire because you're camping out, and, you know, the old wives' tale that no matter what direction you stand around the fire, the smoke kind of comes after you. That's one size of particulate matter that's coming right off of the burning fire that kind of chokes and burns your eyes and you get away from it. The further down road, like here we are in Salt Lake, as opposed to the fires in California and the new one there at Lake Tahoe in Nevada, on the Nevada side, we're several hundred miles away. And being several hundred miles away, the heavier, and it's hard to imagine heavier parts of smoke, but there are heavier parts that have a way of finding itself down to the surface of the earth. The finer stuff, and this is where it gets really dangerous, is the 2.5 micron size. You'll see this appear in the news occasionally. 2.5 m. When these particulates get down to a size where they're only 2.5 microns big, when you breathe them in, they go right through the alveolar lining of the lungs where the gas exchange between oxygen and carbon dioxide occurs and gets into the bloodstream. There's aspects of cigarette smoke that will do that.
Same
now,
thing.
Most cigarette smoke is too big to get across that barrier, but there's some parts of it that will.
So you have extolled the value and virtue of N95 masks, and I wonder if people are wearing them. I know that a lot of people in Utah haven't been vaccinated, and they don't much care about wearing masks, but in this circumstance, would people be better off, smarter, to wear masks that do keep out the particulates? Never mind COVID. I'm just talking about self-defense against this stuff.
Absolutely. Utah's a good place to be wearing a mask right now simply because of the smoke. Yeah. Not because of COVID, but because of the smoke.
Is Mary wearing one?
No, because we're up here on the mountainside. But we still have smoke up here.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if I was going to be spending time outside down in the valley, I think it would only be prudent to be wearing something, especially on the size of an N95.
And you have long extolled the value of the N95 because it's one micron, and that's really the only thing that keeps out. If you're going to wear a mask to protect yourself from COVID, then you need to wear one of those, right? A 94
well, that's
or 95.
About it. Yeah. Those blue diapers that you see most people wearing across the face even has graphene. It has graphene oxide in it. I mean, those things are not only worthless, they're dangerous.
Well, they come apart and little fibers get into your
the little fibers
body,
you
right?
breathe into your lungs as well as the graphene oxide. Yeah.
Bad.
Those things are dangerous.
Out.
Now, if you're going to be around a bunch of really sick people, and you probably should have a darn good reason to be around really sick people, you may want to do something like that to protect yourself. But for the most part, We have seen studies from around the world showing that these things are absolutely worthless. That's why you saw the World Trade Organization flip-flopping. That's why you saw the CDC flip-flopping.
Well, the World Health Organization is controlled by the Chinese. So whatever goes on there is a waste of time even paying attention to it. So let's go to a couple of things. The monoclonal antibody treatment for this, and ivermectin?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin. Okay. So these are things that people are taking after they get COVID. Some people think ivermectin, because the demand has surged as much as it has, it does work, and other people say it doesn't work. I don't know what to believe when it comes to that. I know the monoclonal antibody treatment seemed to be very effective. Simple, inexpensive, right?
Yes. Well, it is. But remember, unless you've been buried up 2 miles under the surface of the earth for the last 2 years, for whatever technological reason you might be down there, you have been exposed to COVID. Everybody on this planet has been exposed to COVID, and as a result, they have antibodies to it. And the stuff that's coming out of Israel right now is telling us that your own natural immune antibodies that are formed from exposure to COVID are actually more protective than this vaccine is.
So what are you saying, if you're exposed to it but you don't get it, you have antibodies, you're strong enough to ward it off? And see, I'm thinking, you know, you and I have talked about the vaccines and what to do and what not to do, and I had the two Pfizers, and I was thinking of getting a third one, and I was ready, actually, and then I started thinking after hearing and reading a few things about there's no protection in it for Delta or Lambda, so why would you get it? That basically is the question.
Well, another thing about it, there is no test for Delta. There is no test for Lambda.
What does that mean? Explain that.
There's no way to identify the Delta variant.
So how do they know? Why do they keep talking about
the Delta variant? Because there's not enough people lining up for the shot. Not enough people are out there. If you look at the vaccination centers, they're empty.
But the only vaccines everybody that's don't going work against Delta or
some people say they do. Some people say they don't. The fact of the matter is, if you called your local testing facility and say, I don't want to be tested for COVID-19. I want to be tested for the Delta. They'll say, we don't have a test for the Delta. Mm-hmm. So, and when this was going on in the White House here, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, when the questions are going back and forth on this subject with Jen Psaki, the press person.
Press secretary, yeah.
And she wasn't there that day. Her second filled in for her. And the questions are being asked, how do we test for the Delta variant? She couldn't answer the question. She danced all around it because there is no test for the Delta. There's no test for the Lambda. There will be no test for the Gamma or the Phi, all the way down to the Omega testing that these things are going to show up, because the people that are going to get the vaccine got it. The people who haven't got it don't want to get it. I mean, that's where we are in this process by now. But they want every last living soul on this planet to get this injection, they're going to continue to scare people as best they can. But everybody already has antibodies. And one of the worst things you can do is get a vaccine for something for which you already have the antibodies, because it can mess that antibody reaction up.
The argument that you face from people, and, you know, we go back and forth on these things, is the people who are in the hospital, all of them, for the most part, 99% of them, are there. They didn't have, they weren't vaccinated, and so therefore they have got that, they've got the disease. If they people who are getting shots are not going to the hospital.
Well, and those people that are in there right now who didn't get the vaccine, who are suffering, would be in there right now anyway because of flu and pneumonia and severe respiratory conditions that happens every year that you don't even hear about those things anymore.
Yeah, but
because they're suffering from comorbidities.
You don't hear about it, and therefore they would discredit what you said because it isn't in the public lexicon. That's a frustration. All right, we continue with Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. We'll talk about his podcast, because he's got a lot of great things to say and for you to think about. Right now, something else for you to think about. When you slip that bod of yours into the sack at night, do you have soft, comfortable sheets? Yes or no? If you say no, then why don't you do something about it? Giza Dream Sheets, made from the best cotton in the world, from the Mediterranean in Egypt. Fabric that's ultra soft, ultra breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow, that sateen weave gives them a really smooth finish. They have you sleeping very well, very quickly. Number of colors, all the sizes. It's like everything else at MyPillow. You wash them in the washing machine, dryable, all that good stuff. So the deal now is that the 60-day money-back guarantee continues. Imagine sleeping on sheets for 2 months, and then you send them back. I don't like these. That's a pretty good trick. Save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets right now when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square in there for you to use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's right. Get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99 for the whole set. You'll find deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, all those great colors, a lot more, available right now at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Health Program with an overview of the latest podcast. I was talking about our podcast that we have with you every week at djvhealthshow.com. Now you, because you do a local radio program there, grasp a lot of things that you talk about on the air, including a focus on our American psychosis. That sounds like it could be a podcast on its own. American psychosis.
Yeah, this mass psychosis and this loss of freedom that's spreading all across the country. That's what the latest podcast is about there at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just click on, actually, it's a radio show. And it's the most recent one that I've done. And I go into, you know, what's happening to the mindset of most Americans. Most Americans know how to read. They just don't know how to think anymore about what they're reading or what they're hearing.
Kids are not taught how to think. They're taught what to think. Yeah. And they sit around and play. There's an epidemic. And this is one of the things I was talking about this on the DJV program. And I think I talked about it on the farm show, too. Going into some box stores, I had to buy a new stove last week. And I was buying things that I needed at a lumber yard for a project I'm doing, one of the barns on the farm. And the people, the people who waited on me were young men in their 30s who were obese like you wouldn't believe. We'll talk about why after this here on DJV Health.
And Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back again, hitting the high points of health discussion, Dr. Jack Stockwell from ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a Nuka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He and his wife practice in South Jordan, which is just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. That's where their clinic is. And he's here with us every week to purview some of the things that he wants you to know about from his perspective, his research, et cetera, et cetera. And I mentioned just a moment or two ago about going into the box stores and having these young men, 28, maybe 30, 31, just plain obese. Huge, fat, I came across like 3 or 4 of them in the different stores, and I thought, this is the same person. And it is. And they wear these tight shirts, and it just accentuates how out of shape they are. They don't seem to care. Are they oblivious? Do they not look in the mirror? Do they not understand health and what happens to their bodies as they get older, Jack?
Well, what's the most dangerous comorbidity for suffering from COVID? Obesity.
Obesity.
Even more than cancer and heart disease and liver and kidney diseases.
Right.
I was watching on the news this morning, getting ready for your show, and they were talking about the noticeable increase in teenage obesity ever since the COVID thing broke out. Because people just aren't, they simply are not as active as they normally would be.
Well, they sit around. But beside that, the kids that just sit around, I know I sound like an old broken record with regard to it.
No, but you're right.
They sit around and watch these. They're always playing games on these damn devices, and parents don't seem to think at all about it. I don't know what's the matter. Those of you who are listening who are parents or grandparents, what are you thinking? How are you not teaching your children what will happen to their bodies? They'll never live to be 60. They're just too damn fat.
Well, that's it. That's it. And so the life expectancy, especially for males, is starting to drop. And I think that might have a part in it.
Sure.
Now,
it does.
You're not going to stop these kids from playing these video games. It just isn't going to happen. So some parents are judicious to the point where they say, okay, you can do it for an hour a day, but here's what you have to do before you do it. And if we don't follow this, then you're not going to have access to the machine at all. I mean, there's some kind of working back and forth there that has to take place. But there's some parents. Well, at least I know where he is now. You know, is he sitting in his room?
God.
And never drops the controller for the video game. And that may be contributing to the obesity factor. The fact that a lot of competitive sports over the last year were really slowed down or prevented or suspended because we can't have people getting together and passing COVID around when we're passing COVID around all the time. And there's a new coronavirus out there. They haven't even talked about it yet because coronaviruses show up every 2 years. And if they can get people locked into the mindset that somehow this Delta variant of the original one is scarier and more infective, and oh my goodness, just the nonsense goes on and on and on. But the important thing is COVID dangerous? Well, of course it's dangerous, but to whom? Who is it dangerous to? The same thing that the flu was dangerous to, that pneumonia, severe respiratory conditions, obesity, cancer, heart disease, liver and kidney disease. I mean, the vast majority of people who suffer and die from COVID were also suffering from the same comorbidities that have killed so many people from the flu in the past. And you don't even hear about the flu. You don't hear about pneumonia or the other upper respiratory problems that people are having.
As we go into, this is horrible, I don't want to say this, into the winter months, we're going into September now and October, November. Flu season is upon us. Last year there wasn't much flu because it was all COVID. But what is it that will allow your immune system to be, as you might put it, loaded for bear? We'll talk about the various things that you can get to support your body and help yourself to that healthy point that I think I'm at. Even though I did get the shots, I did it more for social reasons because I think I could ward off most anything. At any rate, we'll get to that in a matter of moments here as we support your health and well-being. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days. With free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Louisiana's governor is telling those who evacuated the state ahead of Hurricane Ina to stay away until infrastructure can be restored. Governor John Bel Edwards said Tuesday that much of the state's life-supporting infrastructure elements are not operating and that people shouldn't return until they are. Thousands remain without power across Louisiana and Mississippi, including much of New Orleans, as heat and humidity settled into the area, bringing with it heat indexes of over 100 degrees. Power supplier Entergy has said that some of the hardest-hit areas could go without electricity for at least 3 more weeks. And after weeks of delays, the Texas legislature has approved a controversial elections reform bill that caused the Democratic members of the Texas House to flee to Washington, D.C. to deprive the body of a quorum. After the bill passed the House, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said in a statement that he would sign it into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
President Biden addressed the nation Tuesday, defending his decision to withdraw all American forces from Afghanistan and leaving that country with the Taliban in power. During remarks from the White House, the president called the efforts to get American citizens and our Afghan allies out of the country an extraordinary success, citing the more than 120,000 people who were evacuated. But Representative Mike Gallagher says the entire situation was a failure. The Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that he doesn't see anything that could be called a success in the withdrawal.
He called this an extraordinary success, but 12 Marines and one sailor dead that did not need to die is not a success. Hundreds of Americans left behind, thousands more of our Afghan allies effectively condemned to death under the Taliban is not a success. Billions of dollars worth of U.S. military equipment left in the hands of fundamentalist terrorists is not a success. Far from a success, this is a fiasco and a humiliating failure. And for the Democrats to celebrate it as a success, for Democrats here in D.C. to be fundraising off of this failure is absolutely unconscionable.
And consumer confidence fell to its lowest levels in 7 months in August. In a new report released Tuesday, the consumer confidence index in August slid to 113.8, down from 125.1 in July. The drop signaled that spending on homes, autos, and major appliances cooled in August, even as the economy continues towards a full reopening. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's move back into our discussion here on DJB Health. The two complimentary hours, Jack Stockwell here from Salt Lake City. Ken Kronhaus comes and joins us every week from Florida. Very different perspectives on a lot of the issues, but it's good to hear the different perspectives, frankly. So I sort of teed you up to talking about the flu season. Is it your thought that we're going to be back in to the regular flu, whatever the heck that is, because that changes every year, kind of like the COVID. COVID, just a big, bad flu.
We've had coronavirus has been known for a long time, but they first started talking about it 20 years ago with SARS. Mm-hmm. And then when, you know, SARS came and went, then we had the, you know, we've had the H1N1, the H5N1, just one after another type of virus that is spread around the planet trying to scare people.
So how did this one get to the point where we were just vulnerable? It just seemed
well, it's been in the planning work for some time. Yeah. It's been in the plans. I mean, Moderna got their mRNA patent back in 2015.
Yeah, they've been working on those.
So when this showed up suddenly in October, November of 2019, it wasn't like it just suddenly creeped out of the woodwork.
It was purposely let out of a lab in Wuhan. That's
precisely, yeah. And it's been going on now for years and years. The buildup for this, several patents were involved.
And let's go back a little bit to children. I pose this question on the daily DGV program about why it is that children... Well, the first question I asked was, why isn't there a vaccine for children under the age of 12? Because a lot of parents think that they need it. Teachers, schools, you name it, they think that everybody should have the vaccine. And well, so it's not available, or it does damage to their heart or whatever else.
Well, that's
right?
It. The CDC is reporting an unusually high number of heart inflammation cases with boys, interestingly enough, more boys than girls, yeah, of teenage years who, you know, older than 12 who are getting this shot now, are having severe cases of myocarditis and pericarditis and an inflammatory condition of the heart that could stay with them the rest of their life, severely limiting physical activity. So, and it is the CDC is reporting this stuff, but it's not being picked up by the news. And since most people's understanding of their body and their own immune physiology is based on what the evening news says, it foretells a very difficult future.
Here's the bottom line. You want to know why this is, in my estimation, even though Jack and I agree on most of this stuff, even though I may not have followed quite the same path. So far, Pfizer alone has made $35 billion this year on their vaccine. Yeah. Is there another explanation?
$35 billion.
And Moderna is close behind at 33, and J&J is somewhere in the 20s to near 30. So $100 billion has been made by three drug companies. Now, it's not all profit, but certainly a lot of it's going to go to the bottom line. It's interesting because their stock really hasn't done much. We were talking on the DGV program, Victoria and I, she bought Pfizer right at the beginning, and the stock hasn't done anything. I wonder why that is. Because they, you look at the amount of money they're bringing to the bottom line, according to their stockholders' report. So what's the story with that?
Well, not being a stock expert, I would expect something else to have happened by now. But that would be really obvious. So, the fact that they've made that $100 billion now among the countries on the sale of this vaccine, and they're the ones who are considered the experts. They're the ones who come out and say, well, ours is such and such effective. Oh, yeah, well, ours is such and such that much more effective. And, we've had a couple of adverse reactions. When, in fact, the truth now is the CDC is so backed up with adverse reactions being reported, and studies out of Johns Hopkins claim that less than 1% of the actual adverse reactions are being reported. And because more and more adverse reactions are occurring, health groups, hospital groups, whatever, are less and less likely to report these things. So, you've got to get off.
So if you read between the lines, if you get into the weeds, which I often accuse you of doing.
I love the weeds.
I know. Well, weeds basically are edible. You can, the pigweed, for example, is like spinach.
There you go.
The same stuff. And by the way, weed, they call marijuana weed because that's what it is.
Yes, a rapidly like growing, taking over everything weed.
All right, so the business about Pfizer and Moderna and the relationship they have with, remember, I say this to the audience, this isn't news to Jack. Most of these government agencies are controlled by people who come from the businesses that they regulate. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the CDC, you can see a roster of people that come from Pfizer, that come from Moderna, that come from all of the various drug companies. They regulate, they change the rules so it's good for them, and then they go back to working for the company. That's the way government works, across the board, no matter what the agency.
So I can't remember the fellow's name, but the newest member of the Pfizer board just stepped down from the director of the FDA.
Okay.
Like 3 or 4 months ago.
There's a guy named Albert Bourla, who is actually the CEO of Pfizer, who has gone on the record saying that his scientists are researching every variant to determine if they can come up with a vaccine for it. And the variants are changing, And there hasn't been a, they are talking about, you know, both the Delta and the Lambda and whatever other ones are out there. The mutations evade vaccines. And that's one of the big concerns now. You know, everybody blah, blah, Fauci's out there blaring away that we got to get maybe a third shot and we'll come up with some kind of guidance and blah, blah. But it turns out when people start doing the research that Pfizer's ability to adapt to the variants isn't very good. And as you pointed out, the mRNA, however, whatever it is, they've been working on that for a number of years. That's why it got processed as quickly as it did. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just...
But remember this, your body creates variants all the time. Mm-hmm. And one of the most beautiful aspects of the human immune system is that when we create these viruses inside of us, they're mostly for detoxification systems. Most of these things called viruses are really exosomes that the cells are dying or sick cells are throwing out of themselves to detoxify themselves. Now, I know that's a new concept. We don't have a whole lot of time to explain that. But my point is, these keep changing inside of you over and over, let alone from one person to another. And almost invariably, they become less infective, less toxic, as they break down and break down and break down as the message is completed. So when we hear about this terrible variant here or this terrible variant there, when there's no test for that variant, then you're caught up in this mass psychosis, which this last podcast radio show of mine mm-hmm. at ForbiddenDoctor.com goes into for about an hour and a half, explaining how this whole nation went crazy in less than 18 months.
All right, well, they think those people tell you you're crazy.
Well, of course. So just and you know me, you know they're right.
Yeah. It's DJV Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, our podcast. There are two of them. We just talked about the one at Forbidden Doctor. Get lots of information from Jack there and also at djvhealthshow.com, where there is much, they call them practice of medicine. Well, we're practicing restraint in most of our conversations about the ideas that come forth from people who have a lot to gain. I'm just saying, I had family reasons for doing it, but there are a lot of people who just it's thinking one way or another. In a moment, I would like to there's attention being drawn or given to this story about Elizabeth Holmes, who is accused of defrauding investors because she came up with a blood testing system that was supposed to revolutionize getting your blood tested. I want to talk about that whole business of testing one's blood, what you get from it, and whether or not we are in the dark ages, like back when the lemmings, weren't they lemmings? What did they stick on your, to bleed you? What they call?
Leeches.
Leeches, that's what it is, yeah. Leeches. All right, we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. We continue on DJV Health.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you'd might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door, and if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments. 7 days a week, no charge.
Ah, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. So we've had a joyride when it comes to lots of different information, and we depend on the news media, which is not very dependable. So I don't really know the story. I know the story about this woman, Elizabeth Holmes, but I don't know what she really patented, what she claimed was going to be the benefit of this new blood test that millions of people invested in. She became a billionaire based on smoke and mirrors. I guess that's what it comes down to.
I'm not all that familiar with it at all, but what I seem to remember is it didn't have anything to do with the test so much as it did because of the use of the internet and the use of mail and the use of
mail fraud.
It was mail. Yeah. It was, you know, it was wire fraud.
So let's talk about blood tests for a moment and what blood tests provide. Why do we need them? What's the best blood test to get? Those sorts of things. Give some advice from your perspective on what to do when you get your blood, when in a physical, get blood work done.
Well, I'll tell you this, the machines that they have in blood labs now are just, man, it's just like out of the future.
I know.
What these things are capable of doing, and depending on whether you want to do what's called the SMAC-20 or a SMAC-24, which is just the basic blood analysis, looking at white blood cells, red blood cells, and then looking at other critical enzyme activities that would indicate whether or not there's something major going on behind the scenes. And most of the blood tests that people bring to me to read and interpret for them, the first question I always ask is when I see you again a couple times a year, or whatever, how do you feel? You know, so they give me this blood test. They want me to understand it. I ask them, well, how do you feel? Well, I feel great. And so I go through the blood test, and I'm looking at cholesterol, and I say, what did your doctor tell you about this blood test? Well, they don't like my cholesterol numbers. So I look at cholesterol, and it's something like about 206. And this person is 75 years old, and I said, your cholesterol should be at least 306, 350. I said, there's not enough time left in your life to read all of the studies that tell you the older you get, the higher your cholesterol should be. That's usually the thing that they ask me the most about their blood tests. But if you're looking for cancer problems or things that are involved with cardiopulmonary problems, cardiovascular problems, digestive problems, immune system problems, there are these incredibly specific tests looking for elevated enzymes or the absence of enzymes. Enzymes are so vitally important that they're in a certain balance inside the body.
So what do you request? What test do you request when you're, you know?
Just a basic blood panel. Just
information.
Yeah,
right.
Just a basic. You know, when I tell patients, listen, I want you to go down to the testing center and just get a basic blood panel. They're going to tell me about 24 different things that they find in that blood that's standard from one person to the next. And I said, then I can tell you what I can answer your questions, but I need to see that blood test first.
All right, Jack, we're talking about enzymes. Don't forget, when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com to order your Lee enzymes. They're really great for everything, no matter what your age, in a way preventative and also whatever ails you. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. We're inviting Dr. Jack Stockwell to join the DJV Health conversation. You can get the podcast, by the way, a couple of good podcasts that I would recommend. One of them is the one that we do associated with the DJV Health Show. You can get at DJVHealthShow.com. Most recent one is a focus on hand sanitizers and why they don't work and, in fact, why they are bad for you. You can get that at DGVShow.com, and then he has the ones at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Speaking of sanitizers that don't work, I see that you have found some excellent antibacterial agents that are all natural, which kind of comes from your wheelhouse, and I believe this is something pretty exciting because you and I are always talking about how bad it is. I was in a Costco store yesterday, and they have those stands everywhere with the Purell junk in them, and you push, and everybody's putting it on their hands and rubbing it around. I wanted to get a microphone and ask people, do you realize how bad this is for you? This is bad when you do that.
Well, it's the level of ignorance that exists in the public mind that really do not understand anything about infectious processes, their health,
well, but
their own
body's
defenses.
Well, that's because we're not taught anything about our bodies, no health education in school. When you go to all the public health schools that teach these people who are going to be on boards of health, or they're going to be conservation commissioners or whatever it is,
yeah,
they have one way of thinking, and that's the government way or whatever.
You're right. Now, how is mankind existed for thousands of generations on this planet? I mean, we get the idea, false idea, that somehow we didn't live between past 20 and 30 years old and we were all falling over and died. These huge civilizations that we have had in the past, the Babylonians, the Medo-Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, eventually the British Empire and other empire, the Chinese empires, didn't exist because their leaders died in their 20s. They had ways of taking care of infections. They understood the difference between good nutrition and poor malnutrition. And because they had societies built on nutritional understanding at the time, even though they didn't have electron microscopes, they knew what made strong warriors. and they didn't send their warriors out to battle with a green drink the night before they fought. These people had diets that were based on our ancestral needs for nutrition, for strong bodies. Mm. When you see figures or facts that said during the 1800s in America, the average age was like, or the average death was around late 30s, early 40s, is nonsense. That's because the CDC still, to this day, averages the deaths of that period of time in children who lived in areas that had horrible sanitary conditions with people who were living in their 80s and their 90s and their 100s. Mm. My dad's 95, still up running around. He has ancestors born in the 1800s who lived well after 100, 102, 103, 104. I suspect he's on that in that direction himself. So the politicization of healthcare, I don't know if I pronounced that word correctly, where politics takes over health, which we see right now, that rampant in this country right now, where politics has the last word, not true science. You're just going to end up with a situation where people are running around scared to death at every last little sniffle or sneeze that happens when children get sick all the time. But they're virtually
It's
immortal.
Healthy to get sick. All right, here
well, that's
are...
That's it. A lot of sicknesses are nothing more than just the body's detoxing and cleaning itself out, moving to the next level of health status.
All right. So what are these antibacterial agents, the natural ones that
we've known
can
for a long
here
time? Curcumin. Yeah. Turmeric. Yeah. Turmeric is often pushed for anti-inflammatory reasons, but mm-hmm. turmeric has been known among the Indians, East Indians, for a long time as a great salve if it's prepared correctly and internally for kinds of infections. Probiotics, we know that the health of the gut. Hippocrates told us that 2,400 years ago. You take care of the gut, the body is not going to get sick. Cranberry complex. A lot of women understand the relationship between cranberry complex and the health of the bladder. And then honey. Honey has always been known.
Yeah, they are.
Honey does not spoil. You can have honey in a container for years and years and years because it has tremendous antibiotic effects.
I know. I have honey around that I've had for years and years and years. So there. Cranberry, probiotics, curcumin. Dr. Jack, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, who want to remind you, you don't have to go on a crash diet to lose weight and keep it off. All you have to do is stay steady on the course with Calitrin. It's the weight loss formula that's all natural, no foreign substances. And right now, between now and Labor Day, you get an unlimited supply. The BOGO deal is you buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free, etc. It's a great time to start and to stay on Calitrin. Losing weight and keeping it off, important to everybody. Check it out at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.